So let's see. There's a lot here, and we have to squeeze it into the couple of days. So let's try to see the main yesodos of the Gemara. Meisakona ve'eilach. Nagu ha'am lichnais b'shlishi, v'laymichu b'yadam chachamim. That's what it said in the Braisa. Then it said, b'sheni la'yichnais v'machmas oynis mutter. Second thing. So we have one thing about sakana, one thing about oynis. And the third thing, mafrishnes achasim and akala le'lishabes tchilam ne'shuaisach habura. So there are three parts to this Braisa. The part about sakana, the part about oynis, and the part about being ba'al b'shabes. So the Gemara takes one at a time. We will only have time to go through the first piece, which is the piece about Sakon. So my Sakon. Eli madamri besul nisus lemer viti hare. So first the Gemara learns Pshat, that they said, besula who gets married on Yom Revi to Harek should be killed. Why did they say if a Jew, if you get married on the fourth day, should be killed? Why are they interested in killing people? Because it's a religious thing to get married on Wednesdays. So the Goyim seem to care very much if Jews keep the Torah. Doesn't make sense. I couldn't care less if the Goyim keep, but whatever they want. But the Goyim always care about the Jews. So they made a gzeirah that if you're going to be Baal B'yom Revi, Teharek. So the Gemara asks on that, Nohagu, Lagami Nekrei. It's Shalv Sakana. Nagu means the people started doing it. Since the people started doing it, we let them not get married that day. If it's sakana, Besdin should be active in stopping, making sure that no one gets married on Wednesday. So therefore, the Gemara will go on to another pshat. L'chaira, this Gemara is a problem. The halacha is that while only three mitzvahs are Yaharag V'Yava, Averis of Gilei Arosh, Vichastavon of Ayazara, are the only ones that are Yaharig Vayavar. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Dafayin Dalit, that if the purpose of the Gezeira was specifically Lahavir Aladas, if the Gezeira was made specifically to make Jews not keep the Torah, so the Gemara says, Afilu ala raksa de Misani. What? Gemara says Afilu ala raksa de Misani, even on the shoelaces, even if they make a gzeira to wear certain types of shoelaces, so even that is Yaharig Valyavar. If the whole purpose of the gzeira is Lahavir al Adas, so the Gemara says that everything is Yaharig Valyavar. So if that's the case, so then what's the Gemara saying? There should be also should be Yaharig Valyavar. So the Hagos Ashri asks this kasha. The Hagos Ashri asks, is this kasha? It's a problem. It should be a Harag Vayavar. So the Hagos Ashri answers that that's pshat in the Gemara. Nagu legamrei niakrei. Pshat is this is all a din derabbanan. It's a derabbanan to get married on Wednesday. So the guy you want to make us be Iver, so we can't be Iver the Rabbana. But Naakre, let the best thing, let the Rabbana get together. Let them set, be Mevatel the Mitzvah Rabbana. And now if there's no Mitzvah Rabbana, then we don't have to be Mais Nefesh in order to keep the Rabbana. Naakre means they should uproot the whole Mitzvah Rabbana. They'll say there's no Chiyuv anymore. Rabbana have the power to be Iker such a drabbanon. They'll be Iker the drabbanon. So then everything will be fine. Then we're not Yaharig Vayavar, because then there is no drabbanon.
Isn't the main thing that we want to shut it? We don't want to not do what Hashem wants from us. So like, if the drabbanon said do this, now shut it. That we're not going to listen to the Goyim.
We're not going to listen to the Goyim. What he holds is that if there's no Chiyuv, if I have no Chiyuv, because the Rabbana took off the Chiyuv, the Eskaibus, so then I'm not being over the Rabbana.
But it's a California, like,
say,
Shulais, you have to be
Yavar,
so, like, you also, you shouldn't, like, be able to just, you know.
Alright, so this is what that says in Hagos Hashri. This is what says in Hagos Hashri, that the Rabbana will rip out the Rabbana, that the Gemara is saying the Rabbana should be Oike the Mitzvah, and then there's no problem. So the Pnei Yeshua asks on Hagos Hashri, Then Yeshua Taka asks that, what about the Gemara and Sanhedrin? Okay, Gemara's case of Araksa the Masani. The Gemara's case of the Shulais. The Rabbanah made a Gzera to wear, and the Goyim are making a Gzera, wear certain Shulais. So the Gemara says, Yaharig Val Yavar. If they're doing it Lahavir Al Adas, then it's Yaharig Val Yavar. So the Pnei Yeshua asks that wearing, what's the issur of wearing these Shulaises? So there's a Machlaikis in Sanhedrin. Rashi learns that there's no issur d'oraisa to wear the shulaises. It's a minig akum. It's a minig akum, minig Yisrael. It's not, there's no issur d'oraisa. It's not, certainly not more than a drabanan. The Rif and the Rambam learn in Sanhedrin that no, they learn that it is an issur d'oraisa. It's an issur d'oraisa of chukas hagoyim, chukaseim leseleichu. What the reason for that, what type of goyish clothing is asar as b'chukasem leiseleichu, is taka machlaikis. The Rif and Rambam learned that those shoelaces, for whatever reason, were something that's an issa d'oraisa. So Pnei Yeshua says, b'shlama, like the Rif and Rambam, everything's good. According to the Rif and Rambam, everything's fine. It's only yaharig val yavar by an issa d'oraisa. Because every issa d'rabbanan will do like the Agos Ashri says. The Agos Ashri said you could be Eike to Drabanan. So it's taka true. Every Drabanan, if the guy you make Xera will be Eike to Drabanan, we'll say the Drabanan doesn't exist. However, we'll go about it, Bezin will get together, they'll be Eike to Drabanan. Then the Agos Ashri is fine, no problem. When the Gemara says Laver Adas, it's only talking about Isur Deraisis. However, according to Rashi, Rashi learns that Araksa the Misani is also not a Daraisa. It's no more than a Drabanan. So the Agos Hashri's Teretz is not a good Teretz according to Shitas Rashi. Because according to Shitas Rashi, Araksa the Misani, which is not more than a Drabanan, is Yaharag Val Yavar. So then every Drabanan is Yaharag Val Yavar. We don't say such a Svara that would just be Eike the Drabanan. So Pnei Yeshua says on this Agos Hashri that it's good like the Rif and the Rambam, but like Shitas Rashi, it's a problem because Rashi obviously doesn't hold of the Agos Hashri's Terence. Until they're Eike de Rabbanan, it's not the Mashmois of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking where the Romans made a Gezeirah on Araksa the Nisani and saying you have to be Arkel Yavar. It's not Mashma. That it's mashma that we can't do anything about it. It's mashma is like Gemara. Gemara should say Na'akre, just like here Gemara says Na'akre. Here you could also say Nagu until Bezin got around to it. But the pshat is that the basic thing is Na'akre, that would be accurate. So it's it. So it's a problem like Rashi Shiva. Because there it's only a Drabbanan and we say it's a hard value Avar, so we see it's not an excuse to just be Eike the Drabbanan. It's not enough to just be accurate. It's Yaharig Val Yavar. It's Mashma, wouldn't it? Well, Rashi, there are a lot of Rishonim hold. As a matter of fact, we're knowing that way. Our minig is that there's no chukisem leseleichu stam on a Goyisha style. They put out a style and the guys don't wear Nike sneakers. Why is it chukisem leseleichu? So the truth is that according to the Mechaber, according to the Rif and Rambam, it probably is. But the Ramah paskins that it's not chukisem leseleichu, every Goyish style, unless it's connected to Znus or Avodah Zarah. That's the way we paskin. We paskin is no chukisem leseleichu. A drabanan. Okay, if it's a drabanan, then they should be accurate.
They said that's part of the percent.
No, Rabbanan don't say it's part of the deraisa. Rabbanan can make a siyag for a deraisa. But it's still only a drabanan. Yes. According to Rashi or the Rif and the Rambam, as a machlekes, what chukasem leseleichu applies to what it applies. Then there's no chukasem leseleichu about anybody. The style that starts by goyim and yidden together. Oh, you mean sneakers started by goyim and yidden together? Yeah, I understand. Some of that starts by goyim and yidden together. It's not
according to
the
yeah.
Obviously, it's the Rashi holds a minik. It's not a minik like eating gefilte fish Friday night. It's a minik Yisrael that has a toikif of minik, which is like a drabbanon. It's not more than a drabbanon. If anything, it's less. But still, it's yarad vayav. So you see, it can be open. So there's Rabbi Kiva Eiga in Yeridaya. The whole Rabbi Kiva Eiga, it's a simakufnun zayin sif aleph. And Kiva Eiga says, ayin agos ashri. So this, daf gimel. And then it says, ayin pnei Yeshua. Sechus of the pnei Yeshua I just spoke out. And then he says, ayin bach in Hilchas Chanukah. So if you're not agos ashri in the pnei Yeshua already, I guess... Kivega meant to answer this kasha. He came to answer the kasha. He says, if you look at the Bach, you'll have a teretz. So, I looked up the Bach. What does it say in the Bach? I think it's in Tof Reish Ayin Aleph. The Bach is the kasha. It says in Hilchas Chanukah that we light the menorah either by the door or by the window. Connected to Rosh Hashanah. It says, B'shas Hashmad, they lit it on the table, al ha-shulcha. The time that the Romans made the gezeiros against them, they lit the menorah on the table. So the Bach asks that b'shas hashmad, b'shas they make gezeiros on all the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is yahara gvah yava. So why do you put it on the table? It should be yahara gvah yava, b'shas hashmad. You're putting it by the window, so it should be yahara gvah yava. That's the same. It should be the same thing as Araksa the Masani. Shasak Zera, every mitzvah is Yahark Val Yavar. So the Bach answers. Now, when do we say it's Yahark Val Yavar on all anything besides the main three? When do we say Bishas Hashmad? Only if you can't be Makayim the mitzvah at all. If you're not going to be Makayim the mitzvah at all, they said light by the window. If you can't light at all, so Bishas Hashmad, it's Yahark Val Yavar. But if something of the mitzvah remains, if you could light it by the table, something remains from the mitzvah, even though you're not doing it the best way, so then it's not Yahari Valyavar. As long as you could be Mekayim the mitzvah partially, it's not Yahari Valyavar. It's only Yahari Valyavar if you're going to totally not be able to do the mitzvah at all. That's the Bach's Yisayid in this day. What does that have to do with Asogya? What does that have to do by Asogya? What does that have to do with Asogya? It's going to be so beautiful now, Rashi Shita. If you learn the Rashis here, you have two Shverkaiten in Rashi. The Gemara says, B'shas HaSakana, you can't get married on Wednesday. Right? So Rashi says, Na'akre. So what does Rashi say? For yiskenu lahem yamim acherim. Let's not get married on Wednesday, and let's make a takana for Tuesday. Make a takana for Tuesday. Makes a lot of fractisis, the taptisis. Why make a takana for Tuesday? If you're not getting married Wednesday, get married whenever you want. If we're being oikah the takana of Wednesday, get married whenever you want. Why does Rashi say get married Tuesday? So Rashi says, because Tuesday you have Shaktu for 2 days at least, not three. But Tosis asks, if you can't do Shaktu, so be Mevatlut. So Rabbi Akiva Eiga is saying, now light the Bach, Rashi is very geschmack. Rashi holds that Na'akre and Asugya doesn't mean we should be Eikarit Lagamri. Why? Because if you be Eikarit Lagamri, it'll take be Yahar Valyavar, like Rashi Shita. Because Rashi, like I said, doesn't hold up the teretz of the Agos Hashri. So according to Rashi, it'd be Yahar Valyavar. So Rashi learns Asugya that if you can't get married Wednesday, we don't say get married whenever you want, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No! We'll say you can't get married Wednesday. And you'll have 3 days of Shaktu. We'll keep a partial takana. Get married Tuesday, and you'll have 2 days of Shaktu, 2 days to prepare food. But you can't get married Monday. You have to get married Tuesday. We'll do it partially. We'll keep the takana. It's exactly like the Bach. What did the Bach say? You can't light by the window, but if you can light by the table, it's not Yarag Vayava. What's the Bach say? That if you could keep partially, you could keep the mitzvah, it's not Yarag Vayava. So therefore, Rashi learned our sugya that way too. That when we say, don't get married Wednesday, but, like Rashi says, Nisnu lehem yamim acherim, we will make a takana for Tuesday. Don't get married Tuesdays. And partial takana will remain. If a partial takana remains, that's the Bach Shita. That calls a man that a partial takana remains, it's not Yarag Vayava. So, what comes out is we have two terutzim to Agos Hashvi's Kasha. Agos Hashvi asked that according to this Gemara's Havani, that they made Xerah, you now get married on Wednesday, just like Lahachis, the Jews shouldn't keep mitzvahs. So he asked the Kasha, it's Yarag Vayava. So we have now two terutzim. The Agos Hashvi's Terutz, that the Rabbanu would uproot the whole Rabbanu, which could be a good Terutz according to the Rif and the Rambam. That any Rabbanan is not Yarag Vayava because the Rabbanan could uproot it. According to Rashi, that Agos Hashvi's Teretz is no good, like we said, like Peshua says. But according to Rashi, we'll use the Bach's Teretz. According to Rashi, we'll use the Bach's Teretz. That we're not being Oikah the Mitzvah totally. We're just reducing it. We're doing it in a B'dievedic of manner. So Memela, it's not Yarag Vayava. What your gain is, if any of you had a hard time with these Rashis, suddenly now it's Masa Kedvash. The Rashi says, Yiskun lehem yomim acherim. Why does Rashi say that? Well, the Tap Taisis brings, B'sheni lo yikane, it's Bereshit Kuntres. Afilu b'shasa sakana. Even when it's a sakana, don't get married Wednesday. Dein lak or b'shvila, takaras kecham, heli yom echad. We only push it off one day. Why? Well, Taisis has problems with that. But Rashi was mukhruf. So Rashi wanted to answer the kasha of the Agos Hashvi. He wanted to answer the kasha. That what do you mean? It's Yarag Vayava. So Rashi says, no, that the takana will remain partially. Taisus came like the Agos Hashvi. It was only a problem in Rashi. Taisus came like the Agos Hashvi. That it's Yarag Vayava only if Rabbanan are not Iker. So Nakri, they'll be Iker it and it won't be a problem. Okay, the only thing that loose end with this is the Agos Hashvi said will be Ikerit. So let's say, God forbid, today he was a Gzeira on a Drabanan, Bezdin would be Ikerit. We learned yesterday that Bezdin has no rishus to be Iker Daraisa. Unless it's a Bezdin that's to be Iker Drabanan, unless it's as big as the first Bezdin, Mechachmo Beninian. So what right? What do you mean will be Ikerit? It's all Takana. So the Agos Hashvi says, similar to what we said yesterday, he himself is the kasha, and he says that Al Das Kain, the takana was made originally. Well, takana is the rabbanan that made Al Das Kain, that b'shas ha-sakana, Bezdin has a right to suspend it, and mainly he says that it's not a problem.
I think generally you have a case where you have a question should be originally impossible, you have a Bezdin later in time that's called the Gadol.
Well, in time periods, you won't have it. From Rishonim Tachrayim, we say we can't be Iker. From Tanoim Tamaram, we can't be Iker. But within the periods of the Tanoim, they were stronger. But the B'nai B'Seira went to see him first, and Hill was Nasi second. And Hill was a bigger Talmud Chacham than B'nai B'Seira. So they were godly men of the Chacham. So it is Shaynach. Okay, so. So this is the first pshat in the Gemara in Sakana, that Sakana means straight out of Gzeira, and the Gemara slugs it up. If so, the Gamri Neakre. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says in Upsha. The Amri Besula Hanisis B'Emaravi Tiboy Lahegmain Tchila. They come along and make a Takana, and any woman who gets married on Wednesday should be Tiboy Lahegmain Tchila, the Hegman has a right to be Ba'alha. Back to Gemara, hi sakana. That's not sakana. Ainesu. It's not so. What does it mean sakana? No one's dying. The Hegman is Bailhar. Bailhar is Manasar. And for the Gemara, Mishum the Ikatsnuis, the Muslim Nafshaya Lukitala, Vaisla de Sakana. It's a sakana because the Tsnuis, Masr Nafshayu, So Rashi learns an interesting pshat. I would have thought, what does Masr Nafshayo mean? It means that they're very very Arloch, and they would rather die than be Nibala Hegmai. But Rashi says, no, it's Nafshat. Masr Nafshayo means they don't want to become Asa to their husband. If they'll be Tibala Hegmai, so that they already have Kedushin. This will be between Kedushin and Suin. They'll feel Asa to their husband. So they're Maisa Nefesh, because they're afraid that if the Hegmai is Mizanu with them, they'll be Asa to their husband, which is, of course, not true. Because an Oinus, except for a Kayin, but an Oinus is not Asa to her husband. But Rashi learns that that's Pshat. Mishum Deikat Snua is the Masr Nafshayu. Means they don't want to be Asa to their husband. So therefore, they'll be Maisa Nefesh. Why Rashi learns this way? The Ra'ah learns the other way. Masr Nafshayu means that that the Masr Nafshayu Ketola, they think it's Yarek Val Yavar. All right. The Ritva says Rashi got it actually from the word snuais, where it says Rishum Deikat snuais the Masr Nafshayu. Snuais is mashpah, something to do with inyanei tashmish, with being asa to husband. So that's how the Ritva explains.
Why can't we just?
But you're right. When the Gemara is Rishum Deikat kanes, there's no question. The question is that at this point the Gemara meant.
Why didn't they put the kedusha and nisuin together?
Why didn't they put the Kedushin and the Suin together? So what happens if the Hegman comes after the Chuppah?
I'm assuming that it was before the
Suin. Okay, maybe it was a Shaks, the Hegman could come after.
And why wasn't it? Is it necessarily before the Suin that the
Hegman
would come?
I think the Hegman, he did whatever he was in the mood. You know, he's probably a drunkard who came whenever he was in the mood to come. I don't think he... It's not like a mitzvah that he did in a specific way. So this is the Gemara's pshat. That Yibala Hegmai Tchila, and therefore they stop getting married on Wednesday nights. So why did they stop getting married on Wednesday nights? Makes a lot of sense. Well, listen to Gemara's next kasha. V'lidrish lehudai nishari. What does that mean? V'lidrish lehudai nishari. What do the words mean? Let's take in all the ladies. We'll give them a class. Whoever's going to get married, tell them, listen. You want to get married Tuesday because you're afraid of Tibal Hegmai Tchila. And we're afraid you'll be a Kamli Dei Sakana. No, better get married Wednesday. And if you get married Wednesday and the Hegmai comes, you should know. You don't become Asa to your husband. It's not Yehari Val Yavar. Don't worry. So therefore you can get married Wednesday. That's what Gemara says. So we don't want to be Yaki Drabana. Stay getting married Wednesday. So there are two inyanim here, one which none of the mafarshim ask, and one which all the mafarshim ask. So it's quicker first, the one which none of the mafarshim ask, but I think you would ask. If you were a kala, just imagine for a minute. You're a kala, and you're supposed to get married on Wednesday night. Now they made this gezeira, tibar lehegmai tchila. So Rabbanan came to you, they said, so you say, I want to get married Tuesday. So Rabbanan came and said, don't worry, what are you worried about? You won't become asa to your husband. It's not your Yarek Val Yavar. So get married Wednesday night. What would you say? What? That's what Rabbanan are telling this lady. Get married Wednesday. And don't worry, it's not Sakana.
It's better for anybody to get married Tuesday. Because just in case Hashem, if there's a tennis bassoon, there's no Mashal Lenz.
So Rabbanan will tell it's even better for you.
Yeah.
Because even better for you, the Hegmai will be by you, and then your husband will never know if you have a son, you never saw. So what would the woman say? What would a normal woman say?
I'm getting married.
It's not. You're right, there's no religious issue on Wednesday. But forget about religious issue. I'm not interested in the Hegmai being by Yom Yitzchila. Why isn't the Gemara saying it?
If
it must be, it's the only way to learn. I don't know why everyone doesn't ask this question. Must be. The only way I could understand this Gemara, if somebody has different pshat, it's fine. The only way I could understand this Gemara is that Tibar Lehegmai Tchila was a law. But the Hegman didn't show up all the time. Maybe he didn't even show up most of the time. He had a right. What do you think? The Hegman, every night he went out to have a good time to. That's the only way I can understand the Gemara. Even with that, it's hard to understand the Gemara. But This is a problem which you'll find somebody who asked the kasha and you'll show me, because I don't remember anybody who should ask this kasha. And it's like stares you right in the face. Like if you learn the Gemara technically, you don't think, you know, so it fits. But if you start thinking about a human being, you tell this kala, don't worry so much, it's not sakana. I should tell you, good, I'm happy it's not sakana, but I'm not interested. You bought like mitchila. No, it's not an obvious problem with the Gemara. You know, I could really get married Sunday night if my lazy husband would only be matriarch the week before. You know, he could prepare the food the week before. And then, and not only that, you know, the Rosh holds that a woman has a right to be meichel on Shakhtar. The Rosh Hashita is a woman could be meichel. She could say, I won't have a fancy wedding. I won't have 3 days worth of preparation. So most women would probably be meichel the chicken and get married on Tuesday. No. They'll be meichel the extra food and get married on Tuesday. So the whole Gemara... On Sunday. On Sunday, I'm sorry. Be meichel Shakhtar, you'd say get married Sunday night. Okay, at any rate, so this is the kasha which I said nobody asks. I'm sure that some of you would ask this question, so I'm heading it off. Let's get back to the Gemara. What the Gemara says, however we learn it, is that a woman is allowed to get married on Wednesday, even though she knows that there's a possibility the hegman will come and will be ma'anisar to be over on Issa Deraisa. She'll be an Eishas Ish. And the hegman will be Bayal Har, which is the Issa. And the hegman will be Ma'anisar. And Afal Pikein, she'll be allowed to get married. What does that mean?
You can't plan a minute. What happens if someone gets in a car accident? It's an accident. If you want to shoot somebody, it's always a plan.
So that's the question. This is the kasha which they deal with. I'm sorry, yeah, that's a good question. The question is, you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you know there's a possibility you're going to come to have to come on to excuse of itis. That's nice. You throw yourself into such a situation. We had a machlekes, the Balamar and the Ramban. I mentioned to you a case where you're doing a bris milah on Shabbos. Doing a bris milah on Shabbos, and you don't have hot water. As I mentioned to you then, it used to be that hot water after a bris was sakana. Be an infection otherwise. Because the fascist, you had to have hot water to bathe the wound after the bris. So somebody knows he has no hot water for after the bris. And it's Shabbos, it's the eighth day. Is he allowed to do a bris milah? And once he does the bris, he'll say, oh, now I'm in onus, now it's a sakana, koch nefashis, so now I'm going to heat up hot water. Are you allowed to do that? So the Ramban said, it's mutter. No problem. Do the bris, and after the bris, you'll have a heta to eat up the hot water. No problem. But the Baal Hamor disagreed. The Baal Hamor held, it's not so. You can't put yourself into a situation where you know that you're going to end up cooking hot water on Shabbos with a tine of aynis. A person can't put himself in such a situation. So the Mefarshim ask, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Simon Dalit brings from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon asked that this Gemara is Saiser the Baal Hamor. This Gemara says Lidrushalhu Da'inishari. This Gemara says you're allowed Lechatchila to get married Wednesday night, even though you know that there's a possibility that this person's going to come and be Manasu. Why is that any different than doing a bris milah knowing that you're going to have to heat up hot water? And you could say, what's the difference?
And
why?
It's not a vada.
Oh, so the only thing you could say is that heating up water is a vadai. Here it's a suffix. But a suffix deraisa is just like a vadai. A suffix deraisa, why should that be different than a vadai? Yes? What? Right, but only the meal itself, not the heksher meal. If let's say you don't have a knife, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife for bris meal. Okay, then if the meal knife is not usable, what? Only the bris meal itself is muta. Beishamai, Rabbi Eliezer held you're allowed to do all the nachshirei meal, but we pass like to Rabbanim that only the meal itself is permitted, Let's say the Moel didn't carry his knife, he can't carry his knife on Shabbos. Because Machshir Milan Adechas on Shabbos. The wedding is allowed. It's the Hegmon that's not allowed. What? Why should Shabbos be there for him?
Just
this, Shabbos is always in the Chol. Sakana, Sakana, Shabbos. Shabbos and Znus, so which is worse? Znus, Savesh, Sishas, Yargal, Yavar, Shabbos, and Man. You're right, different, but you have to chakwai.
Even if it's a situation,
there is no Isser at all. No, Karkon is still an Isser. It's an Isser, it's just it's B'Shev Al Tasa, it's still an Isser. It's not clear if it's Mutlach Et Chilur or Benetan. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What? No, this is the cash. So Rav Shimon says a very geshmak and teretz. What? Our case is why? Oh, but a safek deraisa usually. Rav Shimon certainly. Remember, we have Rav Shimon. A safek deraisa is a vade deraisa. Rav Shimon certainly treats speakers like that. Rav Shimon says a very geshmak and teretz. Shimon says there's a difference between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. What's the difference? We already learned that a mitzvah, that lenaro lo saseh dava, we learn out, oinis keman deloy avad. If you're over on a lo saseh, if a person is over on a lo saseh ba'oinis, he eats treifis ba'oinis, unsa keman deloy avad. It's like he didn't eat treifis. If somebody's over on a lav, if somebody's mizana ba'aynis, unsa command alayavad. It's like he never did it. It's erased. That was the chem de shleima, the Rabbi Chanan. That unsa command alayavad, the aynis is like it never had. But I asked you then, what's the svara? Let's say you're an aynis in a mitzvah saseh. You can't be mekayim mitzvah shayfer. Someone ties someone up, and he can't be mekayim mitzvah shayfer. He's an aynis. So he's not going to be punished. He's an itis. But do we say that it's as if he listened to a shayfer? So we said, no, unsa kamanda avad lo yamrina. We say unsa kamanda lo yavad. If you do something against your will, so that's not called, you did it. If someone forces somebody to do something against his will, he didn't do it. Somebody else did it. Someone forces treifus down someone's throat. So unsa kamanda lo yavad. But you can't say unsa command avad. That's as if you did it, because you lemaisi you didn't do the mitzvah saseh. So Zakr of Shimon, Agamar is a loy saseh. Znus, unsa command loy avad. The Balamar is maida by a loy saseh, that you're allowed to put yourself into a matziv, even though later you'll come into a situation where you'll be an oinis. It doesn't matter, because unsa command loy avad. It's like you never did it, so you're allowed to put yourself in such a situation. Shabbos is an asay and a lois asay. Shabbos is a mitzvah of tish b'su, of Shabbos asay. It's a mitzvah asay of Shabbos asay and a lois asay of lois asakamala. In a mitzvah asay, the Baal Amar holds that in a mitzvah asay, if you're an itis, You don't say unsa commander avad. You'll be missing the schus of Shmir Shabbos. The taka be an ayinus, not your fault. The baby was in sakana, but you still didn't keep Shabbos. You're still missing Shmir Shabbos. So unsa commander avad, we don't say. So by a lois asay, we say it. Ayinus is nothing, but not by an asay. This is Reb Shimon's yisaid. Reb Shimon's yisaid is beautiful. It's Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a very nice aside. Then an asay is different than a lois asay. I'll mention to you a few of the cases where this comes up in a very geshmaka way. There's a Mesha Chachma in Parshas Bai, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, who says this aside, Reb Shimon's aside, and he plugs it into four or five more places. One of them fits very well, Sukkos. On Sukkos, we say that if it rains on Sukkos, right, so the Mishnah says, when it rains on Sukkos, it's like your, like an Eved that brings a drink to his Adin, the Adin throws it at his face. Terrible thing. So the Kash is, what do you mean? If it rains on Sukkos, you're an Inus. An Inus, Rachmana Patre. If it's raining, you don't need the Sukkah. Inus Rachmana Patre. There's no problem. Inus is not, you don't have to do tshuva for being an Inus. Bazak Demesha Chachma. No, that's an Alois Asay. In a Mitzvah Asay, you're still missing the Mitzvah. You're missing the Mitzvah of Sukkah. You're still missing the Mitzvah. If you're missing the Mitzvah Asay, it's not like nothing. Like Inus is nothing. Brings another thing. Brings that from the Mechilta that checking tefillin is a chiyuv d'oraisa. A person is b'chuyuv in a Torah to check his tefillin every whatever number of years, twice every 7 years. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be b'edik tefillin. Frek the Mishkanes Yaakov, why is checking tefillin a d'oraisa? And after we shecht an animal, checking for treifus, even though we're not to check for treifus, check the lungs, it's not a chiv d'oraisa. Checking lungs is not a chiv d'oraisa. If a sheikhid forgot to check the lungs, or never a reya, or if by mistake it was thrown away, not through a pshia, so you're allowed to eat the meat. So why is it checking tefillin is a chiv d'oraisa? And checking the lungs is not a chiv d'oraisa. What's the difference checking tefillin, checking lungs? So what's the answer now? Checking lungs, what's worse comes to worse. You have a head to eat the meat. You can rely on the chazaka, the animal's kasha. Just maybe it's really treif. But you're an anus. You're an anus, you relied on raiv and chazaka that says it's kasher. So you ate it. Aye, maybe klabishvaya galya, the animal had a hole in its lungs. You're an anus, you relied on the dinei atayra of raiv and chazaka. So it's a kabad loy of it. You ate treifus, but it's like you didn't eat treifus. If you were allowed to eat it, so there's nothing wrong with eating it. Aloysa says Aloysa. By tefillin, if a person has tefillin, and they're possible, and he doesn't know it, he went to a seifa mumcha, he has no reason to suspect it's possible. There's no reason, he's relying on the chazaka, the tefillin started off kosher, nothing happened to them. And it comes out, 20 years down the road, he finds out his tefillin were possible. Could be he's an Inus, maybe. Rabbi Nachazaka is an Inus. But he's still missing the mitzvah of tefillin. The unsa commander of it, layamrinan. There's no unsa commander of it. We can't say you're an Inus, so we'll give you schar like you wore tefillin. You didn't wear tefillin. You get no Inish for missing the tefillin. But Lamaisi didn't have the tefillin. So by an essay, you're obligated to check. By a lois essay, you're not obligated to check. A big difference. Clear, very clear difference. Very, it's a very masa kavash. You're still missing the schar of the mitzvah. That's the bazillion that you, that Rabbi Shalom is taking away from you the ability to do an asay. It will be a lois asay ba'ayim as we wouldn't say that. It's an asay. Then we say that. That's a bazillion.
Go case.
These cases are different, but it uses Rav Shimon's Yisai. These cases are very different, but it uses Rav Shimon's Yisai. Agimara, literal daivishari, because it's a lois asay, you'll be an Inus. And that's the asay. Once the commander le'avad, there's nothing wrong. So the balamara is maiden. Indeed, what Darsa Mech is saying, he's not explaining Agimara. He's just using Rav Shimon's asay in order to explain other things. Or he explains one other totally different thing, nothing to do with Agimara. You know that when you go to a Beis HaKfaris, you stick your tzitzis in. It's something called Layig L'Rush. Layig L'Rush means that you don't walk in front of a rush, in front of a mace who can't keep a mitzvah, You don't walk the Hashem that you're doing a mitzvah. Like Rosh, so therefore, you don't wear tzitzis, you don't wear tefillin, you don't hold the sefer Torah in your hands. Frak de Meshachachma, the Gemara says beferish that you're allowed to bury a mace in a beged shatnez, a beged of klayim, of shatnez. There's no issa mesim chashi. Mesim chashi, so therefore you're allowed to bury a mace in shatnez. Why is that loig l'rosh? To bury a mace in shatnez. When he was alive, he had a mitzvah not to wear shatnez. Now that he's buried, this should also be loig l'rosh. So I say Teretz. What is it? I say if the mace is wearing shatnez, it's a command layava. There's nothing wrong. He's dead. It's not his fault. He's dead. He'd rather be alive. You know, he's the in lechayin is gadol mazul. He died. You know, about kochach at the mace. So he's an einus. He's a mace. He doesn't have the mitzvah. By Elisa say so. Command layava. The mace doesn't do anything wrong by wearing shatnez. The mace can wear shatnez 24 hours a day, I guess that's what they do. And there's no Aveira. But when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, the mace is takinainis. He doesn't have a mitzvah tzitzis. But the mace is still missing the mitzvah tzitzis. It's not commander of it. The mace doesn't get schar, kilu, he's wearing tzitzis under the. Once a commander of it, he's dead. But if he wears tzitzis, he has no mitzvah. They put a talis on him. It's not a kind of mitzvah. But he's an anus, he's takinainis. But he's still loyeg l'rosh, because you who are alive, you have a mitzvah of tzitzis. He who's dead, he's missing the mitzvah. Ba'inus, but even ba'inus, a mitzvah I say ba'inus is still missing the mitzvah.
But the Jewish Shabbos is still loyeg l'rosh. Like he's an ba'inus
and he's not loyeg.
I'm not an
ba'inus. By the
Shabbos. Yeah.
But what's wrong with being an ba'inus? Nothing wrong with being an ba'inus. What's the command loyeg? The person doesn't have to worry. He's an idiot. Someone points a gun at someone and says, eat treifus, and he eats it. Nothing to be ashamed of. He's supposed to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. If you risk a shayla to a rab, the rab would say, eat it. Eat it quickly. Mizrizus. That's an idiot. So an idiot, by Elisa, say, is nothing wrong. Zero wrong.
Okay, so you can verify that the an idiot, never an idiot.
What we're saying is, if once a command aloyavad, then you're allowed to put yourself in the matziv, because it'll be command aloyavad. There's nothing wrong. He explains also with this. It's an interesting thing. A lot of Klal Yisrael has this minute that Pesach night, the makbid shmura matzah mishas ktsira, the makbid amamish shmura matzah mishas ktsira. And the rest of Pesach, they're not so makbid. Shmura mishas tzira, even if it's not shmura at all. Dikra din, you're allowed to buy flour from Goyim and assume that it's not chametz. This man is there, you can't because they process it differently. At the time of the Gemara, you can buy flour from Goyim and assume it's not chametz. So the first night we have shmura. What does shmura mean? What does shmura mean? Shmura means it's shomer mechimutz. It's watch, it shouldn't become chametz. So that's all 7 days. What's the difference? The first night and the other days. Zokta Meshech Chachma so beautifully. When is it a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah? Only the first night. The rest of the days, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, it's just you're not allowed to eat chametz. It's a lav to eat chametz. So if you buy flour from a guy, the halach is you're allowed, you can assume it's not chametz. Let's say Klapishmaya Galia really is chametz. Did you do anything wrong? Let's say Rabbi Yishol knows it's really chametz, but the halach and shulchan aruch is beferish you're allowed to buy it from a guy. Did you do anything wrong? So all the other 6.5 days, except for the first night of Pesach, the other 6.5 days, the halach is you're allowed to buy flour from a guy. So you buy flour from a guy, you make matzah, you're not over anything. Because you do it's a laisasei. A laisasei boy, this is command alayavad. But the first night of Pesach, where matzah is a mitzvah sasei. So there's a. If klapishmaya gali, it's not matzah, you're missing a mitzvah. A mitzvah sasei, you don't say command alayavad. So it explains so many of these things in a very beautiful way. It's a nice insight. I'm just thinking. This already Meshech Chachma doesn't say. And Yom Kippur, we clap al chait shechaton al fanecha ba'inis uberatzi. So it's an old kasha. What do you mean, achesh l'vanecha ba'aynis? Why do we have to do tshuva if aynis command al ayavad? Why do we do tshuva achesh l'vanecha ba'aynis? That's a kasha that the drasha svarim ask. And these are good teretz. Well, how do you have a pashup shah? What's achesh l'vanecha ba'aynis? Ba'aynis, you don't have to do tshuva. It's Rabbana Patret. Ulai, I don't know, maybe Achel Fanecha Ba'aynis is on the Bitl Aseis. On the Bitl Aseis Ba'aynis that we did, that we're still missing the Asei. It's still funny to call it the word Chait, but Lamaisa, it's a Bitl Asei, we're missing the mitzvah. So maybe that's the Pshat in the Ba'aynis. Ba'aynis of Arad. Micharata, you have to wish it wouldn't have happened. So there isn't. She's Tibola Hegman, she certainly has to be Shavi Yediyasa, Shavi afterwards. Shacharata on what happened. If somebody by accident ate something treif, you had every reason to believe it's kosher. Right? He went and it had a hechsher, a good hechsher, and he ate it and later they found it was treif. It was an oinus. So if it's a laisa say, so you don't have to do tshuva. Oinus command loyava. If it's an assay, if you would fill in and he had every right to rely on it, came out it was puzzle. So he has to have charat, he has to have the truth. Okay, Al-Kopanim, this is the Reb Shimon's Yisayid, which as I said is also the Meshech Chachmas Yisayid, in answering this Gemara. Reb Shimon is right here in the Chiddush Reb Shmuel. Before Rizav gives a Talmud of Reb Shimon, this is quoting his Rebbe, Simon Dalet Ois Aleph. It's one Talmud, the whole piece. And the Yisayid is, it's a beautiful Yisayid. Sometimes I learn something. I learn Gemara. 90% or 95% of what we learn, I can't speak out the Balabat in the shul. Besides Tibor Lehegmain, I don't know if I talk about it that way. Mixed company anyway. But you know, a lot of it you have to be into a sugya. But every once in a while, you come to a side, which is a side. You know, you could say it over the Shabbos table. You could say it over anywhere. It's like such a basic side that. If you bear it in mind, you'll find it answers other kashas. You know, you say the difference between the assay and the lice assay. I'm sure that there are many other kashas that will answer over time. You know, Chaim used to say, sometimes Reb Chaim said to his side, they showed him that if it's really a ran, it's really an arif. So Reb Chaim used to say, in Yiddish, he said, Amigate, if a good to veg, Trefman mentioned. If you travel on a good road, you meet people. If you go in an old dilapidated place, you don't meet anybody. You go in a good place. So if you come up with a good yisayid, so you meet people, you're fine. You know, Shema said the yisayid, the Meshech Chachma set up before him. Set up his eye. It's a good yisayid, so you meet people. I'm sure there are more places with this yisayid. Okay, one more thing, and tomorrow we'll get to Taisis Lidrish Lahu. There's one more kasha on this Gemara. Also yisayidistic. On Lidrish Lahu Da'in Nishari, Yeshua Diskin, yes, the Kasha. That B'nei Noyach, a Mitzvah, and being Mizanu in an Eishes Ish. This Hegman's a guy. But a guy is also Mitzvah in Eishes Ish. This Hegman is being Ivar on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noyach. So, Frek, Rabbi Yeshua Lei, what's the heter? To get married Wednesday night. And religious lahu da'i nishari. And they'll get married, and if the hegma comes, they'll be bayol. But the Gemara says in Psachim that there's an isser of lifnei iver by goyim. You're not allowed to give a guy eva ben achai, lifnei noyach. The Gemara said in Psachim, I think it was about Chof Aleph on the base, that eva ben achai lifnei noyach, there's an isser of lifnei iver. So Yaiva Lifteim, if you get married Wednesday night, and you know that the Hegmain on Wednesday nights, he's looking around for somebody for the Ishishish to be Mizana with, so Yaiva Lifteim, I see Temechsha. How are you allowed to get married on Wednesday night? You'll have a hat to your anonymous. The Hegmain's not anonymous. He's amazing. If you hold that Safik Lifteiver is not Lifteiver, then it's not Lifteiver.
You don't have to change
the name. According to those sheets, there's nothing on here. My shell is not
you.
You
don't have to change your schedule just because he's going to come in with an action.
Okay. That's Rav Shaul Leib's side. Rav Shaul Leib Diskin has his side. Rav Meisha quotes it also in the Igros Meisha. It's not Stamaf Avarfin and Chiddush. Rav Meisha in the Igros Meisha Yeredeya Chelik Gimel Simen Sadik quotes it. Rav Shaul Leib's side is that for Lifnei Iver of a Rasha, you don't have to give up something that you have a right to because of Lifnei Iver of a Rasha. You know what it's like? I give you a perfect illustration of this Rabbi Shaul Leib. I remember when we were in elementary school, so recess time, if someone had a snack, and someone else wanted from that snack, wanted a piece, so there was a shtick that they did, right, that the one who wanted it would make a bracha and say, no. And, you know, now you have to give it to him. So if you don't give it to him, you have a lifnei iver, because the bracha levatala. So what's the teretz? There it is, because you're a Rasha, I don't have to give up my thing for your lifnei iver. If I want to do you a favor, I'll give you treifis, that's lifnei iver. Because you're a Rasha, you put yourself in a situation, I have to give up something of mine for you. He brings not that case, he brings almost identical case to the bracha case. Rav Shaul Leib brings, if someone makes a shvua, that you're gonna do him a favor. Someone makes a shvua l'Hashem that you're gonna wash his kafim. So you're mechuyif to wash his kafim. If you don't wash his car, he's gonna be over there eisur. He just made a shvua that you're gonna wash his car. So you're mechuyif to wash his car. No? You're going to a good business now. You make shvuas and find frumis, and well, your friends are not gonna do it, but you find these real frum people. And you make a shvua that he's gonna, he's gonna clean your house or whatever. So I'll have to do. So Rav Shaul Leib brings from the Rambam that there's no chiyuv. Someone makes a shvua, I'm gonna do something. I don't have to do it. He says, "I lifnei iver." He says, "That's not lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is not in a situation where." What's Rav Moshe's case? Rav Moshe's tshuva is about a rebbe in a day school, and he's teaching a class. And there's a guy in the class. The guy, in that case, it's like somebody who had a conservative gerus. This happens all the time out of town. This is a very common. People who go teach out of town have the shayla all the time. There's a kid in the class who's al pi halacha, he's a guy. But for the politics of the community, they can't do anything about it. So the Rebbe now asks the shayla to Rav Moshe, am I allowed to teach? Teaching Torah to a guy. It's lifnei iver. The guy is over on a guy's now akum shalom etarach chayim misa. What? He's a Russia conservative. He might not be his fault that he's a Russia. That's true. Rav Moshe Dor says this. He said, Rav Moshe says that. Rav Moshe says I'm teaching a class of Jews. So I have to not teach them because of this guy? So Rav Moshe says that because there's a guy here, I don't have to refrain from it. Or he has a second shuv, it's identical, about somebody who has a relative that intermarried. The relative that intermarried, she married a guy. And she's coming to the Pesach Seder with the guy. So he wants to know if he can speak out Divrei Torah at the Pesach Seder. The guy is listening to Divrei Torah. So Rav Moshe has the same yisayid. He says there's no lifnei iver in the case. He put himself into such a situation. So if he asked me to teach him, Taka shouldn't teach him. But if I'm speaking, I'm at my Pesach Seder, I want to speak things out for my family because the guy is here. I don't have to give up my thing because of his aveira. He wants to be from, let him not come. Because if his aveira, I don't have to give up something of mine. That's the yisayid. I don't have to give up my thing because of his aveira. So that's what Rav Shaul Leib says in our Gemara. There's a mile to get married Wednesday. I should have to give up getting married Wednesday because lifnei iver for this Rasha. I'm not mechuyev to give up my thing that I have a right to because the Rasha is going to use it for an aver. That you don't say lifnei iver. That's this yisayid of Rav Shaul Leib Diskin. I once heard, I don't know if I saw, that somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv 2 days in a row. Someone asked Rabbi Yashiv how the Frumma made demonstrations about Shemir Shabbos, right? Frumma years ago, right? When the Arabs start up, the Jews don't throw stones at each other. It's peaceful. Jews throw stone at each other. As soon as you see Jews throwing stones at each other, you know that Shalom al Yisrael, right? So there was a time that they make demonstrations. So somebody asked them, they're making demonstrations, but the police work overtime. The television crews are working. They're working more than they would work otherwise. Lifnei Iver. So he cited this Rabbi Shulai. Because there are Varyanim, we don't have to give up on our things, the things we have a right to. We don't have to give up. It's a separate question if it's a good idea to make the demonstration. But at Lifnei Iver, assuming it's a good idea, it's something that's helpful, so then it's not, that's not Lifnei Iver. Is the assignment. And now let me just tell you, for tomorrow, we're going to do Taisus Lidrishlahu. Tomorrow, in all likelihood, we're going to go till 1 o'clock. So adjust yourself accordingly. Eat an extra piece of bread for breakfast or something. Generally, I don't like to keep you overtime. But tomorrow, there'll be a schmooze. And after the schmooze, it generally gets late. Being that we're sort of running out of time in this man, that's an important Taisus. So we'll go to 1 o'clock in Yitzhashem. Okay? What?